ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन,
द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु,
स्नेह भरी यादें लेके,
carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, I saw many lovely scenes,
in
one side there were newly designed plans, in another direction a beautiful garden, in another direction very beautiful cards,
चमकते हुए दिखाई दे रहे थे।
The rays of light spreading from all these three different areas
was
very beautiful.
ऊपर ऊंचाई पर खड़े हुए
Baba was standing at an elevation and looking at all of this. He was smiling.
बाबा ने मेरी ओर देखा।
After a few seconds, Baba looked at me and said, Baba first spread out his arms.
जैसे ना कोई विमान में बैठ के ऊपर,
it was though I was
ऐसा ही मैं
getting seated in a flying vehicle and flying up to Baba.
मैंने कहा कि बाबा,
I then said,
आप क्या देख रहे
हैं? Baba, what are you looking at?
बाबा ने कहा, बच्चे नए वर्ष की ओर प्रवेश कर चुके हैं।
Baba said, the children have entered the new year.
कितनी उमंग,
there's a lot of enthusiasm in the children's minds, plans to glorify Baba, God in the world, many different thoughts and sharings and feelings about their own efforts and service. Baba is pleased to see all this.
चारों ही तरफ बहुत से भाई बहने दिखाई दे रहे थे।
I then noticed many many brothers and sisters getting immersed in the subtle region. Baba was standing at an elevation and the children were standing down. So Baba then invited the children to come up. So the children then asked, how can we fly up to that elevated point? So again Baba spread out his arms. It was all the children flew up to Baba's embrace. They too stood in front of Baba on this high point, this elevated point. Baba was looking at each child and giving them a lot of love. Baba then said,
कोई नई चीज होती है,
whenever anything new emerges,
हर एक के अंदर खुशी,
there's a lot of happiness in the heart,
और
enthusiasm and lightness about that scene, that event,
हम उड़ रहे हैं,
and it feels as though we are flying.
इस नए वर्ष के अंदर,
so within this new year,
को क्या करना है,
what do the children have to do? The Brahmin children have to remain constantly in zeal and enthusiasm and remain light. When you carry out Baba's task with zeal and enthusiasm, the task will become easy and successful. Baba was then giving drishti to everyone, and it was though the new world appeared in front of the children, and everyone saw the world emperor, world empress, and all the deities. Baba then said, look at what's in front of the children.
So
that time is coming close when the new world, you will start to experience scenes of the future world in this world itself, and you will be able to easily travel to that new world in your consciousness. And so the children were very, very happy to visualize the new world, to see the deities, the world emperor, world empress. It was beautiful to see the royal court of heaven, and they were able to visualize other scenes of heaven too. So the children were having that experience as they were seeing these scenes. So Baba then said, if you want to go to the new world, you need to make such efforts in the confluence age that every second should feel like a new second, a new experience. And then you will have, you experience scenes of the new world very naturally, and scenes of the old world of hell will automatically distance themselves from you. I then said, Baba, what do the children, what do we Brahmin children have to do in the new year? So Baba replied, from time to time, Baba has been cautioning the children, Baba has been giving directions and drawing the children's attention to certain aspects. The father continually gives subtle support to the children. That is the biggest thing. However, sometimes the children don't experience the father's help as much as they should. So I then asked Baba, why does this happen? So Baba replied, sometimes the children come into too much upheaval, too many thoughts, or they waste their time and useless matters. So such times are passing, and Baba is there to give you protection and help at every second. However, when the children engage in wasteful thoughts, wasteful matters, they waste a lot of their time. If you engage your intellect in other matters, then even though you're actually receiving the father's help, you're not able to take full benefit from it. So now again, what do the children have to do? There's a lot of upheaval in the old world, and on the other side, you children are the ones who are to end all of this upheaval. You are that foundation. So always pay attention. Just as you see the Brahmin soul seated at the bottom of the Kalpa tree, in the roots of the Kalpa tree, remember that you are the foundation for world transformation. You are the souls who are going to be instrumental to transform the world. So remember that you are that foundation. You are those who bring benefit to other souls. And thirdly, according to the time, you have to become an example for the world, become an angel, present such a form in front of souls of the world so that you can glorify the Father. It's through you that the Father, God, can be revealed to the world. So just look at what Baba is going to give the children this year. A heart-shaped crystal appeared in Baba's hand, just as though Baba was gifting each child this crystal in the form of a heart. And on that crystal was written, may you be immovable, unshakable and immortal. No matter what situations come in front of you, remain unshakable, remain immovable, strong, stay away from the upheaval of Maya, remain eternal. On one hand, there will be situations of the world, but on the other hand, you remember that you are the victorious jewels, you are always victorious. Because you have to bring that new world of heaven closer. Baba then gave the children a lot of love. I then offered the bhog to Baba. After offering bhog, I then shared messages for certain souls who had offered bhog, for souls who had gone on, who had left their bodies. Baba immersed those departed souls in front of him, and Baba gave each one drishti. Baba then offered bhog to those departed souls. It was as though each one was receiving a blessing from Baba, and Baba then said, every soul has their own individual fortune in this drama and elevated part in this drama. And because of their elevated part, these souls that have gone on will share elevated vibrations to the new souls in their new part. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I returned. Om Shanti.